Space Nords, welcome to Space Skyrim, Skyrim in Space. This is the Starfield podcast, episode 2. The first episode was us having our first impressions. This episode is us having our second impressions. My name is Potato, and I'm with my good friend, Alex.
Hello. And my pronouns are she, they. And I also like created the character that can go by Alisu, so I'm just like going in and like been playing Starfield for about almost 48 hours, 2 days, is it?
Yeah, me too. So we were looking at our stats. We both played it for over a day, and like, what was it? You said I had the stats up on my phone, and now I've lost them.
Don't worry.
I played it for 1 day, 17 hours. You played it for 1 day, 19 hours. Yes. Nearly 20 hours. You're like 8 minutes away from 20 hours. So, geez. So we played quite a lot of it, considering that it's only just come out officially. I love it. I'm just going to say that. I think this is my favorite Bethesda game of all time, and I absolutely adore it. And we've got loads to talk about.
Yes. It's already been out.
We've actually had a week with the game now, so we've had a lot more to talk about, a lot more to cover. And it's good because we had our initial impressions, but we can talk much more in detail now, which is great.
Those who actually got Starfield, well done. And finally, everyone will be able to play the game through Game Pass. And I don't know if you get it on the shops, but you'd definitely get for on Game Pass, or you can get it on the Xbox Store digitally.
Or you can get it on Steam as well or on PC. Everyone is here. Apart from the PlayStation guys.
I think it just seems like Steam or the, well, PC version will be better for the mods and the 60 frames per second. And it might be a bit easier to the interface, but I think it's just as easy just to, like, boot it up on the Xbox, because so far it's just like, it just works all right. And been playing it for a while, which I thought my Xbox Series X is just playing up a bit. But so far, it handled everything so greatly, and it's just doing so well. But
I've had one glitch in my 40 hours of play. I think I've had about one glitch in total. It's been pretty seamless so far, to be honest. And it was just a funny glitch anyway. It wasn't a game breaking glitch. My character went a bit headless. that's the only glitch I've had so far. My character lost his head for a couple of seconds when I changed from first person to third person.
Well,
apart from that, no glitches.
Well, actually, I saw a bunch of glitches there. Like, I think there was one time when I just went and saw the ship. There's an incoming transmission, which is near to my outpost. And when I accepted the message, it didn't respond, which is a bit weird.
Right.
And also, I put the workbench in one of the outposts, and it says, like, it's obstructed. Someone else has had that too, and one way is to create a save, reload it, and then see if you can still use it, but it can persist for it too. But then I just noticed there's a few glitches to get on the way of, like, the game too, so it's just a matter of doing with a few workarounds.
But then you've not really had a game-breaking bug, have you, that has, like, completely ruined your experience?
Well,
I would imagine.
Not really yet. Well, touch wood. But I think it's just, like, when it comes to glitches, that kind of, like, obstructs or does things that just doesn't make it easier than it just happened. So it's definitely not cosmetic. But, yeah, I haven't actually received anything that affected the quests that much, to the best of my knowledge. But I did receive crashes. Okay. The first crash is when, after I was, like, exploring Jemison, I just landed over there by outside of the New Atlantis by mistake. I've been exploring the planet, but then I went back to the city to buy some resources, and then when I moved over, fast travel to the lodge or something, it stayed on a loading screen for a few minutes, and then it got stuck and froze, so I just quit, and then I tried again.
Oh, okay.
But I also had another crash, is that I was fast traveling between all the different planets. I was trying to find shops, scan planets for XP, But then, one time when I just traveled from one planet to another, the game crashed, and it's like, it crashed straight to dashboard, just as soon as it went into the loading screen. So it's just, yeah, I just got two crashes out of this game in the moment.
Okay, but I mean, that's not too bad for 48 hours of, like, 2 days worth of play, isn't it? I mean, I've not had many, I haven't had any issues at all, so. But I think, anyway, so you made some notes, and you said, you've just got discoveries.
Yes.
And I don't know where you would like to start. Where would you like to start? We've got lots to discover,
Well, first of all, just to throw this out of the park, you know, there's a photo mode that if you click on the scan button and you can get to scan the planet, and also activates your cutter laser, you'll be able to like scan objects and everything. But if you click on the white hand thumbstick, you'll be able to enter into photo mode. So not only you can like take a photograph, but you also like do poses or like navigate around the character, and you'll apply Instagram like filters on it as well.
It's a lot of fun. I've done that a lot. I also, you don't have to do it that way. You can also do it by pushing getting to the main menu screen, where you have the quick, it says quick save and then save and load options. Below that, you can access photo mode on that as well, so you don't even have to access the LB tool mode as well. So there's option, different ways of doing it. But yeah, it's useful. And then also, as you said, any cool screenshots you have become loading screens, which is really
cool. I was going to say that, because how it works is that normally, if you press Y to hide the menu and then click on the share button, it takes a photo without the user interface, which is neat. But also, like in photo mode, you press A to take a photograph, which then goes into the photo gallery in game, which is also randomly picked as a loading screen. So yeah, as you say, all the photos you're taking in the photo gallery will appear there, and it will also appear as loading screens.
Pretty rad. I've got to the point though where the game says you've taken too many photos, so I have to start deleting photos now, which is like, ah, no. I've done too many I've been too much of an Instagram star, just taking photos of my character, like laying on the bonnet of my spaceship and stuff, trying to show off.
Well, how many photos have you taken that reached this limit?
I'm not sure, I didn't count, but I think it was like 60, right?
That's quite a lot.
It's a lot. I took a lot of photos. I have to start deleting. Them now because I've took too many. Mainly of my ship because I like my ship, and we'll talk more about the ships further on in the conversation. And there's not really, you haven't really got ships on our notes actually.
Well, we're talking about the limit for photo gallery, but there's actually no limit for the amount of levels you have in the game. So,
that's a good transition.
So therefore,
I like that.
You can level up as much as you can and get all the perks in the game, including the levels for the perks. It just takes a while for you to like get to extra levels. And what I found out is that like to get every single perk in the game, you had to level up 326 times, which is like three times the level 100 needed to complete all the level up achievements.
That's insane. That is a lot of leveling up. I'm only level 12, and as I said, we've been playing it for like 48 hours, and I'm only level 12.
Wait a minute, you're still level 12?
I've been doing a lot of side quests and stuff, but yeah. Because you get more credits for doing, more XP for doing the main story, apparently. I've done a lot of side quests. As I said in the previous episode, I'm in the middle of doing the side quest after getting arrested. And as I said, I didn't want to go into too much detail about that one, but that I've been doing that side quest. It's awesome.
But surely after you spent like 48 hours, you should be able to go above level 15. You sure it's like 20 is 2-0, is it?
12.
Wow.
I don't know why I'm only level 12. I should be higher than that. I've been playing a lot of inventory management and stuff. I don't know.
Well, guess what level I am at the moment. 33.
Oh, bloody hell, you're so far ahead of me. You've been playing it like 2 hours more than me. I'm just too chill, I guess. You're just like, I don't know, I'm just still chilled out.
Do you know?
I was like, I'm just going to mess with my ship for like 4 hours.
Do you know the secret to this?
Go on.
If you travel all the way to Heisenberg on the further right of a galaxy, you get to Heisenberg, and when you fly down, you can kill a lot of those spiders, like you see ones from like Super Mario 64. Well, they're not like actual spiders, it's just like some deer like eight-legged things with okay. huge sacks on their backs. I killed a bunch of them along other creatures so I can get a lot of experience.
Wow. Yeah, I like the way you're super efficient. I've just been like, I'm just going to go to this mission now. You're like, what's the quickest way I can level up? I'm just like, I'm just going to go over here. Oh, man, I'm gutted that you're so far ahead of me. That's annoying. Oh, I need to work
well,
on that.
Well, that's not the only way you can level up, because what I've been doing outside of the game is I've been looking up my YouTube videos, and it says all those things about glitches, exploits, and farms. So, there's exploits, and some of them are carried over for Fallout 4. So, one exploit is that, well, there's already glitches where people can glitch through buildings where you can access hidden chests, which is usually for vendors, and you can collect money from there. But I thought, nah, I'm not cheating. But there's a way.
I haven't done that, though.
But it's definitely a way for people to do that before Bethesda, like, patches it out or some sort. But then you still get this like chest thing in Skyrim where if you go through the certain hole in the level or like in Rivenwell or some sort, you can access the chest underneath the floor to get more gold.
All right. Well apparently there's downstairs in the lodge, there's the best armor in the game, and apparently there is a way of glitching to get it. But you need a you're meant to only be able to get it with master lockpicking. But there's apparently a glitchy way of getting it, but I haven't looked up how to do it yet. Unless they've patched it already, which it wouldn't surprise me if they had.
I don't think they would, because there was one mission, which is when I think it was like around the time where you went into prison and you had to clear out one facility. There's like one of the best pistols in the game, and you can make it spawn in the master lock safe. And if you get a shotgun, you can glitch. You can just shove it out of a glass and then you can grab it and it's all yours.
Nice. Need to do that. And more glitches, more.
But there's a chance. A chance they may not spawn at all. But this leads to an actual exploit, which it feels like cheating, but it's actually the way to safe state scum to get the legendary gear. And that's how I got my legendary gear in the game. So, do you have any legendary gear on you?
No, I have some. Well, I have some legendary weapons, but I haven't really got any legendary gear.
I got
gear
a legendary dagger, and I got a legendary shotgun.
Nice. I haven't been doing any save scumming. The only slight save scumming I'll do is that if I know I'm going into like a big choice or something, I'll do a quick save, and if I did something wrong, I'll like load an app. But I'm not like. Like just loading the save over and over and over again to try and get the best items and stuff like that. Except to people, if they want to do that, that's totally fine. I'm not nothing against it. It's just not how I play.
Well, that's fine.
I did earlier just have I completed a mission where I'm on like a cruise ship or like a space cruise ship. And I accidentally like set a gun off and then literally had a big firefight escaped it. And I was like, I don't want to finish this mission under a firefight, so I basically redid it from like the last like 10 minutes and didn't shoot anyone, so I redid the end of the last mission I just played, because I didn't want it to end with me killing a load of people. Basically I wanted to do it peacefully if
that's
I could.
All right,
so that's about the only save scumming I've really done, is like redoing like certain parts of the missions that I've messed up basically.
Well, it's very common to do this in like Bethesda games anyway. Like if you make a mistake you get into some situation where you kind of like messed up, then it wouldn't hurt to like relay the save and then try something else. So yeah, but it sounds as if you wanted to play it by the autosave, and everything you do is reflected in your playthrough.
Pretty much, yeah. Even if I mess stuff up, I usually stick to it. But there's occasions where I've reloaded saves, but it's not very often.
But back to the I'm saying is that you can reload saves and it will reset loot on the characters as you kill them. So you can go through one mission, and if you kill all the enemies and you don't not satisfied with any of the loot, relayed and killed him and see if they got the different stuff. But it doesn't reset the loot on the chest, which is why if you reload the save just before you enter a facility or a dungeon, whether these are called in Starfield, you can kill all the enemies and check the loot to see if they got any legendaries. And if you're not happy with that, load up the save, enter the facility again and kill everyone to check on the loot.
Fair. I mean, that's something I would do, but if that's what you want to do, I've got nothing against that. You know, go ahead, have fun.
Also,
that's interesting.
Also, there's a difficulty thing as well, where if you set it on very hard and then you enter the facility, or then it just gives you more legendary enemies. And if you slide down the difficulty to like easy or very easy, you can easily kill them and have better chances of getting legendary gear. So not only if you save scum to reworld the loot, but if you set it to very hard as you enter the room, you get more likely to get even tougher enemies for better loot.
I love your efficientness. It's so good. You're so efficient at getting everything. I'm just like, yay, I'm just going to come in here. I don't even thought about doing any of this stuff. That's hilarious. I love it. I love how we play this game totally differently, which is great. So when you said farming, I thought you meant like outposts.
Yes.
Before you meant for a minute.
As we said on the podcast, you said you only got one outpost, right?
I have two now.
Ooh.
So I have the one outpost on the cowboy planet, which I can't remember the name of. It's on the side of a mountain. Akira, I think it's called.
Yeah, Anita or some sort.
Similar like that. I got that, and I got the I got Lynn from the beginning of the game, who's like who's the one who takes you down in the mine. I got her like man in that now, which is cool. And then I went to Cardiff on planet Earth and built a second base.
So you're hoping to raise chickens out there and get a KFC in on Earth?
Yeah. Cardiff's not changed at all. It's still a shithole. No, I love Cardiff, don't get me wrong. But no, but it's like, I mean, it's minor spoilers, because I think pretty much everyone knows this now, that Earth has been, like, destroyed in this game, right? So, but if you go to Earth and zoom in, you can actually see the outlines of countries and stuff. So I literally went to where Cardiff would be and placed an outpost by there. So I have an outpost in Cardiff, which is hilarious to me. I find that really amusing. But it is just a barren wasteland with nothing around for miles, but I've left the, what's his name? I left my adoring fan there, so he could be on the barren wasteland on his own. That's fine. I just left him there to sort it out. You stay there, but adoring fan, and I'll come back eventually.
Well, I found a London landmark, actually. When I stole in, like, because I was going around and been collected my ships just from the landing base.
Yeah.
I went over to collect the second ship from the spaces, and then I noticed, oh, there's a crest to go to London. I'm like, huh? So I went over to the London landmark and I saw there was a huge desolated tower. I was like, oh, cool. Then I found a snow globe that is off London.
Oh, weird. So is the tower anything like familiar? Is it like Big Ben or like anything like that? Is it an actual London tower that you recognise, or is it just a random tower?
Some kind
tower?
Of skyscraper or something to do with like...
Interesting.
Some spaceport. But I think if you check out London, you might be able to find the snow globe as well.
That's cool. I have to go to Cornwall, have a little look around Cornwall, see what that's like. It's all the same. It's just a giant desert. But I'm really curious what Cornwall's going to be like if it's slightly different.
Well, it's also where I built the first outpost, but that was when I don't know how to build outposts. But I started to build outposts because one best feature of the outpost is that you can grow plants, you can grow bits and pieces. Like, you don't just set it as your home. You can also set up factories in it, so you can like get extractors or well something like that, and then you feed it into the storage containers using output links.
Yeah,
and then you just feed it into the other containers for you to take back home.
That's what I've done as well. I got that as well. It's going to be a way of getting the containers to your current location. I don't know. I have to go visit these locations and collect the stuff all the time, which is annoying.
Output links?
I haven't got any output links set up yet, though.
Well,
I got two landing pads.
All you have to do is that when you have an extractor that collects the minerals, first you need power.
Yeah.
Power's fine, But when you highlight on the Xbox, you press RT, right trigger, to get that output link, and then you point it over to the storage container so you can... So all the minimals are not just kept on the extractor. It will store more of it in the containers. And then, here's, like, the most... That's one of the most annoying and tiring things to do in the game, is that if you select the storage container, normally it doesn't, like, flow to other containers stacked next to it. So you had to create the output link from one box to another box as an overflow. And you had to do this for every single box, like a snake. And then at the end of the storage container, you just make an output link to whichever storage, which is the transfer container or even the cargo base. And that's where you can like connect all those resources there.
That makes sense. I need to do that. I basically got one water extractor, one aluminium extractor, one box for each. And then I got on Earth, I got one water vapor extractor and one box. Like, it's pretty simple. I'm going to definitely improve that one.
Well, guess what? I got like about four outposts. I don't know. It could be three. So I went over to set up a base on like a moon to Jemison, New Atlantis. And it's when I built aluminium and helium, which it gives out helium to like two gas containers, which then feeds to either the transfer container and the cargo base. And it also there's aluminium, which gives it over to five boxes, but still offers plenty enough aluminium to build more structures with it. Then I set up another plant, which is where the iron is. So I set up a farm to collect all this iron and have it sent over to another outpost, because there's cargo links where you can link up all the different outposts so it can trade resources around. So you're not just like feed the resources into it. It also gives out resources, which you can put it in like a stacks of chests or containers.
That's awesome. So you've been doing outpost building. Have you played around with the spaceships?
Well, I'll get to that soon, because it just leads to another one, which is related to what I'm talking about. And that's I set up a huge outpost, which I call EXP Farm. So I went into the outpost, got the cobalt and nickel in the same area, dotted a lot of the extractors and a lot of solar fans, which I then linked them up to about 50 storage containers each for each mineral.
Jesus Christ. Yeah.
And then I just got it through to the transfer container, and then I got the cargo link to receive aluminium and helium just to get resources for building and having extra power. But what I then did is I set up a building there with some turrets. I just went inside to have a workbench, and then I used the workbench to like mass produce isolated magnets or with this isotoped magnets. Yeah. So I made hundreds of them to get later the experience.
Wow. That's insane. I've not done
that's
any
how
of that
I
yet.
Got,
they're like showing me up, yeah.
That's how I got to about level 33, because it gives me a bunch of levels, but it does assume is if you had to sleep and wait for quite a while. But you can speed this up by traveling to Venus in the solar system, because each hour you spend there is equivalent to 100 hours.
All right, okay, that's a lot of time. 100 hours.
That's enough to like, it's only like spending 1 hour, which is enough to get back to the outpost there, and you can create loads of magnets. You'll get overcumbered about 20,000 over 200.
Jesus Christ.
But I still managed to get over to the ship and went over the shops to sell them all. And I got about 30,000 credits for selling all these magnets. But it gets worse, which I haven't got to this. Well, what I did is there's apparently you can build another outpost where you can get things like, I think it's at the moment, it's like titanium, copper, and beryllium. If you set those up to farm more of those, you can create those gauge plates where these are. But if you combine them with magnets, you'll get comms relay, which gives you like extra experience. So you'll be able to create all those extra bits so you can get loads more experience. So that way, if you spend about 30 or 60 minutes, which is much faster than the PC because you click on the slider and mouse clicked on them, you can get experience in seconds. But Xbox is much slower because you had to repeatedly click on the white bumper or the D-pad white to...
Damn you, Xbox. Yeah,
then you can just spam making all those magnets and all the comm relays. And it's even possible to get over to level 100 in one sitting just by creating magnets and, of course, comm relays.
That's insane. Well, no wonder you're such a high bloody level. Jeez. You show me up, but it's like, okay, you're very efficient when it comes to all your leveling up. I'm just playing the game. I'm just not even thinking about all this
stuff. I just want to make sure I don't suck in doing missions. That's all.
No, it's a good idea. I need to start leveling up more. I'm annoyed because I got like this stuff I want to level up, and I'm like, when am I going to get an XP? And I like feel like I'm never getting XP. Like, it literally feels like I played the game for like 10 hours. Like, hey, I finally got another XP. Woohoo! I have to do like 6 missions. It feels like they're quite stingy with the XP. So it's interesting that you could do that. I'll have to look at the like guides online and stuff, try and get some ideas. That's hilarious. Yeah. So I got the two bases, but I've mainly been spending a lot of time making spaceships. Have you built any spaceships?
Been trying to. Still need more credits, but I did some upgrades where I just did a frontier. Also got some extra ships, which I can like get different parts for it. Got a frontier to B class and also been getting perks because if you get Palatine, higher levels means you can control B or C class ships, which means you can control faster or bigger ships as well. And
lovely.
And you have to level up by killing, destroying more ships and dogfights.
All right. Okay. I've already got the basic version of that because I was bounty hunter, so I got that as the level 1 to start off, but I need to do that and level up.
I also got the perk for spaceship design, which gives me more parts, but I already got all the perks for spacesuit and weapon designs, which gives me all the mods I need. So I got a rifle that has marks, heat signatures of people, or even have like improved muzzles. But I think the coolest thing is that you can have a backpack that either gives you a short burst of health or some regeneration of health, as well as some extra capacity.
Nice. You've showed me up again. Now my ships, I got 3 ships at the moment. I've got the Nakamura, which is the frontier, but I've expanded it. It was originally had 6 hubs. So essentially, it was a house with jetpacks on the back. So it was like 2-story house with a load of jetpacks on it. But now I redesigned it, so I have 3 hubs on the bottom, 1 hub at the top. But then I also have extra storage, so I can carry 1,000 mass in the ship now. So that's like my heavy duty big ship is the Nakamura. And I built another ship called the Lynch, which I've just decided to have maximum engines, maximum speed, and weapons, but like no storage space and no like cargo space or anything, just literally like 1 little hub to get in and out. So it's like it's just efficient speed one. And then I've just got the Zane, which I don't really know what I'm going to do with that yet, which was like a vehicle we escaped in one of my missions, and I just ended up keeping it, and I don't really know what to do with it. I'm just gonna just keep it for now and just figure out what I'm gonna do with it later. But yeah, I got 3 ships. If you get the references, let us know in the comments below. The Zane, the Nakamura, and the Lynch. They all references to something. And
I recognize the names.
If you get reference, let me know.
But I don't want to spoil the answer to you all.
Little riddle. But yeah, I love building spaceships. It's so much fun. It's like my favorite thing to do on this game. Is building
spaceships.
If I
didn't sell one of my ships, I would have had 4 ships. Ooh. I got a ship, which is a Frontier, which I painted it pink. Also, I upgraded it with a B-class classification, as well as like extra bits of cargo and some upgraded components too. But I also got a ship, which is, I think it's a Wayford or some sort. I got it from my dad because I got the kids trait. Apparently,
Right, my dad hasn't given me a ship. I need to. How do you get that?
I don't know.
Dad, give me a ship, Dad.
Well, what happened is
he gave me a gun. Like,
when I was went back to the lodge, I got a note, and Dad's got like huge news. So I came over and gave me a free ship.
Oh damn! I need to go do that. I'm going to do that as soon as this podcast is finished. I'm going to go see my dad. Hey, Dad. Where's my ship at?
You want to guess how he got that?
No idea. He won it. I don't know. He got it as his retirement gift. He won it.
He won it by playing poker with someone else.
Nice. I'm going to have to do that. Yeah, because I have the child perk as well, like you have in parents, which is interesting. It's an interesting little perk, but I think it's worth it. It's a lot of fun. It's nice to have caring parents in-game. So spaceships, where were we?
I also got
factions.
Before you go on, already like stolen like two ships from landing pads, and this is actually one for pirates and one for spacers. But there's definitely opportunities for me to steal a ship, but that would be stealing and trying to get rid of other people as well, because I haven't figured out yet, but you can get bounty if you don't do this carefully. But then again, the sneaking is a bit...
careful. Yeah. I was also going to... I've definitely made any notes about it. Who's your current companion in the game? Have you got anyone walking around with you in the game?
I've been doing it solo.
Yeah, I've been sticking around with Sam Coe, but he keeps saying... I need to talk to you in private. And then every time I talk to him, it's the same fucking thing. It's the same conversation. It's like, I've already had this conversation with you, Sam. Shut up. I'm in the middle of a firefight. It's like, hey, we need some time in private. We need to have a chat. It's like, dude, a little busy here. I'm a little busy getting shot at. Can you shut up?
Sam wants to have sex with your character.
Oh, probably. I mean,
you can get some free experience with it.
But no, yeah, it's like, oh, it's like me and my ex-wife are arguing and my daughter overheard it. I'm like, okay, we've had this conversation like three times, Sam. I don't need you to tell me this again. You've told me this three or four times. I don't care anymore. I've already answered your question.
Yes.
I'm thinking I'll change. Yeah, I want to change to a different like partner, but I don't know who to go with yet. Like, Sarah's kind of annoying as well. I like Vasco, but I don't know. I was going to try and get Barrett back, but I haven't got him back yet. I need to go get Barrett. If you know any good romantic, like female characters we could get romantic with, I would appreciate that. If anyone let me know in the comments.
And men.
Below, that would be cool. I mean, for me, though, personally, I would like to romance a women. But if you want to romance men, that's also cool. No judgment for me. Well,
but yeah, you talk about the constellation, which I've already done a few quests. And I don't know how far you're into this whole storyline, but I think this is a story for another time. But there's some like other factions too, which there's like about a few there. But the ones you need to get achievements for are you could get some fairly good ones, like the good side ones, which obviously there's Constellation, but there's also Vanguard, as well as like three-star Ranger. So Vanguard is pretty much like get involved with Starship Troopers because there's already went into the mission and involves trying to track down some bugs to kill. And, well, it's just dealing with like Terramorphs, but yeah, it's just a bit of a pain. But there's also Three-Star Collective, Three-Star Ranger,
which, are the Cowboys.
Which is basically bounty hunter missions. And I think I found
Firefly.
Yeah, I found those missions to be a bit more fun.
I like this. I'm currently rocking out with the Crimson Fleet at the moment, which I probably shouldn't be doing because they're the baddies.
But you find the quests really fun, though.
The quests are great. They're probably the best quests in the game so far. I'm really excited to do some more Crimson Fleet stuff. The Crimson Fleet are awesome. Sounds... I don't want to spoil it for everyone, but they're great. I mean, I've said it a couple of times. Get yourself arrested. That's all I've got to say. You will have a good time.
Well, I think by the sounds of it, it could well be Space Dark Brotherhood.
Sounds like it, yeah. From what I've heard, I've not done the Black Dark Brotherhood, but from what I know of Skyrim,
Skyrim.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
In Elder Scrolls IV Oblivion, Dark Brotherhood
Oblivion,
is a,
sorry.
Like, one of the best quest lines ever made. And the story is great.
Yeah.
Also, you get some interesting rewards, as well as some really fun assassination quests. Also, if you spin around the circle while sneaking behind a, I think it was a deer mount, you can get 100 level in sneak. So it sounds as if the Crimson Fleet is just pretty much up there, really.
Yeah, they're pirates. They're space pirates, basically. It's yeah, they're all backstabbing each other and all like, and they're like in a rundown old USC ship and stuff like that. It's dope. It's really good. I'm really enjoying it. As I said, I just did a cruise ship mission, which was really cool. It was like a cruise ship heist, which was a lot of fun. So worth, really worth doing that. A load of posh snobs talking about how great they are. Hell, rise the working class, rise up.
Well, there's also real tech industries too, which gets you into like a cyberpunk neon landscape, and you, and it's definitely like cyberpunk 2077. It's only like it's more of a prologue thing because you get to work for the corporation, and that involves an espionage and dealing with some like some shady business there. But apparently, people are finding lots of fun with it too. So it seems like Starfield is another game where the baddies always have the best missions compared to the good guys.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, you could just give me a game which is just the Crimson Fleet and I would be satisfied. And the fact that this is a side quest, the side quest missions, it's insane to me. This game is so amazing and I don't get how anyone could give this a bad score. I'm loving this game. Mm-hmm. I absolutely adore it. Yeah, yeah, Crimson Fleet. I haven't got to Neon yet. I really want to get to Neon. I haven't got to Neon yet, which I need to definitely do. I heard that place is sick. Definitely. So where were we? So I'm having a look at the notes. So now we're on to your Pacific notes. Are we?
I think we've just pretty much gone through these two. But I think that's of like building outposts and trying to stack up with more experience. But I think it would be long until I can start doing the quests. But hopefully all this like resting on lots of hours, because what I did find is that some of the planets like let you skip for like 100 hours. But thankfully, it doesn't seem to affect the story just yet. So it's just like, oh, mom and dad's like wondering, oh, where have you been? Oh, there's a constellation. It's like, oh no, I think that the constellation must have like forgotten about me. And then they just talk about as if I'd done the last mission like yesterday. Yet in my character status, it's like, says so like about 46 days of in-game time.
Wow, that's amazing. I want to, talking about it just makes me want to play it. I really just want to play it now. Definitely going to go speak to my dad and get myself a new ship. That sounds awesome. That's top priority now. That's what happened last week. You said, oh, my dad gave me a gun. I'm like, really? And the next week I went to find my dad and he gave me the gun. So it was literally this deja vu. Next week you'll say, oh, my dad gave me like $2 million. I'm like, oh, wicked. I need to go do that now. but yeah, I'm enjoying this game a lot.
A spacesuit from my mum as well, which is a ground spaceship.
Oh wow.
But yeah, guess what, really random thing, that when I went to this Wild West city, which is Anarchy of some sort, well, I was trying to find shop where they sell minimals. Suddenly I just found my mum and dad looking around the shops there too. Yeah, they literally traveled over there and just like, oh, how did they just turned up?
Hey, mum and dad.
Secretly, they're like secret agents or something, and they're like actually really talented space people. Like, that's going to be like a twist in the end or something. Like, oh my god!
You know,
secretly, we were like the leaders of Constellation or something stupid.
Well, actually, Mama has dreamt of joining the Constellation as a child.
I say we got pretty much the same mum. They look exactly the same, apart from mine's chubbier than yours, and they have the same story and everything. Yeah. my dad has got the same outfit as you and the same hair and everything, just yours has like closer facial features. like that's literally it.
Yeah, so
it's so fun. Well,
I think I have to say that my parents remind me of my real life parents, because they seem to be interested in traveling, seems humble, and also very generous as well. Also, they like to get involved with what I do, so which is why, like, when I went to Sega for the interview, try to get the interview for the job too, my dad went with me, and it's like,
didn't know about that.
Oh, wow, this is like where you used to enjoy Sonic and everything like that. And it just seems as if they want to get involved just to give me plenty of help. So, it's just something
that's cool.
Being there by my side. So,
I didn't know that. I didn't know about the Sega stuff. That's cool. Yeah, that's rad. Yeah, they're not very similar to my parents, but, you know, my parents are quite different to that, but, you know. They're still not in a negative. No, I'm not saying my parents are bad or anything. They're very supportive. They're just like, you know, a bit more chilled. But yeah, what else is there?
Because I already got the perks for me to build a spaceship from scratch, but I still need more money. Because apparently it seems as if you need between 100 to 200,000 credits so you can get enough parts to build yourself a ship. So I'm hoping to get to the point where I can get the ship that's got enough cargo to take all the magnets with me to sell at shops and also build some like a ship from the games I used to play and even create my own original ship as well. But it's definitely not that easy to do that, especially when you don't easily get a lot of credits in the game unless you had to go through the farming exploits to get more money.
Yeah, I mean... I've basically been using the ships I've already got and just editing them and like adding parts, removing parts and stuff. So, but yeah, building one from scratch would probably cost a fortune, as you said.
It's also
that
annoying that you don't have any empty slots to create ships in. You had to collect another ship so you can dismantle it and build a new ship from scratch. Otherwise, if you haven't been paying attention to the game that much, you'll be left with just the Frontier.
Which I like the Frontier. The Frontier is like my go-to ship. Well, aka my Nakamura ship. Mm. That's my go-to is the Frontier, but it's nice to have variety. Mm. I definitely need to build more. I want to building ships is like my most favorite. It's my favorite part of the whole game, I think, for sure. Inventory management is still a pain in the ass. That's why I got rid of two of my hubs just so I can have extra storage in my ship. But they need to fix that. I'm hoping that's like the first mod I'm going to download is Infinite. It's like get rid of what's it called? Enclumbered. Screw enclumberedness. So annoying. I hate that. I hate it so much. that's the first mod I'm downloading when mods can become available. Yeah, I'm really enjoying this show. Do you guys let us know in the comments below if you're enjoying this? If you want more stuff, if you have Starfield questions or like Q&A or anything like that, comment below. We'd love to have some feedback on what we can change or what we can add or just something to discuss next week. It'd be brilliant. But we love this game and we're going to do more of these episodes, hopefully another four at least. So thank you guys for listening to Space Skyrim Episode 2 and we will be back next week. Goodbye, Space Nords.
Take care. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the X Marks the Box podcast. Follow us at X Marks Box on Twitter or X Marks the Box on YouTube. And follow us on all audio podcast services. Thanks for listening.